Worst October surprise ever, January 6 committee to resume before midterms. By Joel B. Polak on September 18, 2022. The House January 6 committee is planning to hold at least one more hearing and release an early report into its findings before the 2020 midterm elections. In what is probably the least surprising October surprise in American political history. Axios.com reported, with the credulous headline January 6 Committee's October Surprise, the following news. The committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol plans to hold at least one more hearing late this month and release early findings and recommendations before the election. Despite the panel's long-stated goal of avoiding perceptions of partisanship or politicization, a noisy October could impact the midterms. State of play, members told Axios that while their final report will likely come after the election, plenty of news could be made before, and that the election is not a big factor in their scheduling. Contrary to Axios's acceptance of the presumption that the committee never meant to look partisan or political, the committee was the first in American history to reject the minority party's nominees to serve on the panel, creating a one-sided show trial. And while the committee's last scheduled hearing was weeks ago, Representative Liz Cheney, RY, the vice chair of the panel, who lost her primary election, largely as a result, has long indicated that hearings would continue into the fall of 2022. Despite many stage-managed hearings, complete with teleprompter scripts, and the lack of any contrary evidence or protection for witnesses, the committee failed to link former President Donald Trump directly to the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.